Lessons in Smooth Motherfuckology. Written by Seafeed Variable. Read by Opal Song. This isn't porn. Duh, Dave. When I was like 11, it was. John, when you were 11, you didn't even know what sex was. If you did, you would not have clicked on that link for two girls, one cup. Twice. You tricked me, though. It was in tiny URL the second time. Jeez, it's not like I actually wanted to see that kind of thing. John slumped forward on the bed, chin in palms as he watches Dave sit on the floor and dismally flip through his collection of Victoria's Secret magazines, circa 2007. Uh-huh. I think what actually happened is that I ruined you for normal shit. I awakened a hunger in you, Egbert, that not even Liv Tyler can satisfy. Come on, dude, where's your real stash? John swoops down and snatches the magazine from Dave's hands, with all the agility of an elephant, nearly toppling off the bed into his friend's lap. Instead, he ends up in a heap of Ghostbusters t-shirt and gangly boy limbs, flapping the slippery pages in Dave's face tauntingly. There is no real stash, he announces, with the gravitas of a children's cartoon villain. I'm a pristine dewdrop, you know. And he rolls onto his back and laughing wildly, hugging dear, sweet Adriana Lima's half-clothed bosom to his chest. Shit, how is it possible that you are even more of an unbelievable douche in real life? It's like I forgot every time. John is too busy showily caressing Adriana Lima's face with his dewdrop lips to defend himself, so Dave takes another magazine from the pile. An eyebrow quirks behind his shades. Cosmo? Come on. Hmm? John side-eyes him curiously, but Dave is already checking to make sure that all the quizzes actually are filled in. Egbert? No. I like the quizzes. Oh my god. Cool it, okay? Sheesh. During a hookup with a cute guy you like, you glimpse his gorilla-like hairy back, Dave intones. What is your reaction? Oh man, what did I circle? You focus on what you do like about him. His gorgeous eyes, how good his touch feels. This would be genius comedy right here if I didn't know you were serious. John's lip twists slightly, just the edges of a consternated frown. What kind of asshole would tell someone that their back was gross in the middle of making love? He resists adding, and gorillas are cool, because Dave is already giving him a look. Dave's looks are actually all the same look, but there are varying and subtle degrees to it, depending on the context and the position of his chin and the time of year and the position of Venus in the sky. Making love, Dave repeats flatly, complete with air quotes. First of all, I'd be making out with a chick, okay? And second of all, a chick with a hairy back is a bad situation, dude. Yeah, because you're an asshole. Give that to me. Dave sighs and casually tosses the magazine at John's face. Oh man, yes, it had been so long since John had looked through this thing, and he loved rereading old quizzes, years after the fact. Eagerly, he flips to page 192 for How Do You Know If Your Man Is Cheating on You? And is really getting into trying to pick out all of his old answers, when Dave makes a kinda, sorta, uncool choking noise in the back of his throat. No fucking way. John blinks over the top of Lauren Conrad's flawless glossy smile to witness Dave Strider emoting. Just barely, but it's happening. A mortified and mildly intrigued lip twitch is going down, and after about 2 seconds to process what the fuck could possibly be in his stack of Victoria's Secret catalogs that would make Dave fucking Strider blanch, John feels the cold hands of dread clench around his heart. John Egbert is not a creature naturally inclined to dread. He is a dreamer, a leader, the heir of breath, and he does not look back, nor does he regret, nor does he want Dave looking through that thick volume of German horse porn laying between them, creased slightly at the edge from years sandwiched betwixt the statuesque torso of Carol Trentini and John's box spring mattress. Shit! He leaps into action, a whirlwind of movement even after all these years. But Dave's grip is vice-like and is backed by both superior height and the fact that Bro is a maniac and has trained him for scenarios like this his entire life. No way, dude. No way. This is too good. Hand it over. I bought it by accident, John explains frantically. I thought it was going to be like a fantasy movie porn or something. Like with Arwen in Lord of the Rings. Or like in Rob Roy when Liam Neeson comes home and makes love to Jessica Lang in the field. I don't care if you thought it was a special episode of Squiddle's Funtime Hour and you were buying it for Jade's 10th birthday. You are handing that shit over post-haste, Egbert. With a way too graceful yank, Dave wins the tug of war. John does topple awkwardly into his lap this time, but is quickly removed in favor of the May issue of Stahl Hanks. Oh man, Dave, don't actually open it! John is pleading now, knees up to his chest and shoulder to shoulder with his best friend, pawing uselessly at Dave's impossibly long arm. Why the hell is it still here if you've never even looked at it? Because! John's voice might have cracked a little there. What if I threw it in the garbage and the garbage man saw it and then he thought I was a total pervert? Dave scoffs, his fingers hovering dangerously over the edge of the cover. And then, what if they took it to the dump and they found my fingerprints on it? Okay, first of all, that's impossible. Dave throws open the first page, all cavalier and fearless. John bites his lip. And if you're that worried, we'll take it out back and shoot it and leave it in the woods when we're done here. No, Dave, you don't understand, John hisses. They can figure this stuff out forensically. Oh man, look at this. John does not look at this. John covers his glasses with his hands. Oh, jeez, don't show me that! What? It's just a woman getting double-teamed by some burly guys with power stashes, while she licks a horse's dick like it's a Jolly Rancher. I saw worse on B when I was 6. Gosh, that's sure nice for you, Dave, but some of us here didn't know what sex was until we were 11. Come on, it's not like this is even real. This shit is totally staged. John inches two of his fingers apart to peek. He instantly regrets this decision and snaps them back together. How can you even tell? 'Cause it's different when it's real. Dave replies, like, duh. No one else is even here and you're still embarrassing me somehow. When what's real? John wonders. The horse? No, you idiot. The orgasm. Dave specifies, exasperation fraying at the edge of his monotone. John goes straight backed and shocked. Realization shoots through him like a bolt of lightning, and he turns to stare wide-eyed at Dave, no longer concerned with the face-open horse porn in the other guy's lap. Dave, he whispers almost reverently. Wait, Dave, have you done it? The last two words are uttered in quivering near silence. Dave runs a pale hand through his hair. Jesus, Egbert, you're 16 years old. Just say sex. Fine. So he repeats the question, leaning over so that his nose is close to Dave's cheek, eyebrows knit seriously. Have you had sex? The word is all wrong and kind of sticky in his mouth. Dave snorts as a crooked, tricky smile worms across his jaw. And John draws back, muttering, fuck, oh man, shit. Chill, Egbert, it's not a big deal. Hello, I'm in high school, Dave. It's like the biggest deal ever, and even Jade's been kissed. And I don't want to be never being kissed like Drew Barrymore. Wow, when did you start caring so much about this? Dave mercifully shuts Stahl Hengst and reunites it with its ages-old comrade, the Q4 2008 Victoria's Secret. 2 minutes ago, John answers resolutely, because it's true. Yeah, so don't sweat it. And hey, this is an awkward conversation, so let's change the topic. Woo. John does, with his lips. Which probably isn't at all what Dave meant, but Prankster's Gambit is about going with the flow and doing what feels right for the moment. And holy shit, does mashing their lips together messily kind of feel totally awesome. It takes 5 whole seconds before Dave manages to pull away, but he only gets out a rushed what the f- before John hooks one leg over his hips and kisses him again. Dave has a harder time getting out of this one because John is in his lap and, yeah, this is kind of okay. He stops to catch his breath and Dave's hands are between them instantly, forming a horribly affronted blockade. Okay, first of all, you suck at kissing. And second of all, what the fuck do you think you're doing? And third of all, what the fuck do you think you're doing? John rolls his eyes. Practice, durr. Don't friends do this all the time? Egbert, what would ever have given you the idea that this is a thing that friends do? Well, doesn't Rose kiss her girlfriends all the time? She's told me that before, I think. Yeah, dumbass, because Rose is a lesbian. What? How did you not know that? Hey, stop changing the subject. And John pokes him in the chest. I just think you're chicken. Not even close. Totally close. Just like 3 minutes ago, you were all, oh, hey, John, I'm using the word orgasm. Ha ha, stop being such a big V-word pussy baby. And now you're all, oh no, I am scared of kissing. I am not fucking scared of kissing. Then come on, let's, I'm not gay. Durr. John rolls his eyes again. Neither am I. Shit, you don't say. Could have fooled me with the way you are currently up in my grill playing Tiny Dancer on my teeth. This isn't gay, Dave. This is mutually exploratory lesson time. Don't you want to take me to school or whatever? Dave tips his head to one side, lips already bruising from John's inept smooching. What? I'm asking you to give me a lesson. It's smooth motherfuckology, or something like that. What? Dave asks again, just as incredulous. But John has not been friends with him this long without learning how to push a few buttons. Are you afraid to teach me? He teases lowly. Because you think I'll be better at it than you? Oh, there it is. The crinkle on his brow that betrays his eyebrow furrow. John relishes that for the 1, 2, 3 moments he has before Dave grabs his face and pulls him down. Their glasses knock together and Dave breaks it off again to hiss, Jesus, Egbert, you kiss with your lips, not your teeth. Sheesh, it's not like I'm trying to. My teeth are just really big. Just stop it. They kiss with lips, geez, okay, this time. And John can attest to the fact that, yes, it actually kind of is better. Their mouths fold together wetly, and John can't completely get his teeth to behave, so he nibbles at Dave's bottom lip playfully. This was apparently also the right thing to do, because Dave whimpers softly in the back of his throat, hands falling limply from around John's cheeks to rest in the hollow of his hip bones. Dave, are you shaking? No, dude, that's you. Dave breathes quietly. You're vibrating like I put quarters in it. Oh, haha. Well, this is my first time. He rests his forehead against Dave's and laughs again. Yeah, but where are all your smooth moves? Come on, Professor Strider. Shit, I have no idea what you want. There is something strained in his voice that John can't quite define. Gotta be honest here, Egbert. I never put serious thought into you as a sexual creature. I assumed you were like a Ken doll. Got nothing down there. Now you're breaking my heart, Dave. Dave inhales sharply, his fingers digging into John's legs. I mean, what the fuck even gets a weirdo like you off? Please don't tell me it's horse porn. John shakes his head. No, 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 no. Ah ha ha. No, nothing like that. Well, there was this one scene. Please also don't tell me anything involving Nicolas Cage. Theoretically, we're looking for me to get a boner here. Oh man, check out all this eye rolling. Fine, he won't talk about City of Angels. No, it's in Pretty Woman. Jesus. And Richard Gere is playing the piano. I am John Egbert, and I am not a homosexual. And then Julia Roberts comes in, and she gets in the way, and they're all staring at each other with smoldering, sexy looks. And he lifts her up, and John puts his hands under Dave's arms and goes to lift him. Dave might be strong, but John is broader than Mr. Noodle Arms Strider, and he manages to heft his friend onto the bed. And he lays her down on the piano. Gently, he lays Dave down on the bed, just like it's the piano in Pretty Woman. Dave goes willingly, but it looks kind of like he's playing along. Not really like he gets the reference, and also thinks it's the most romantic thing ever. John just grins and glides his hands up Dave's torso under his shirt. Whoa, wait a... And then John cuts him off. He kisses her stomach, and she's like in ecstasy, and it's so romantic. And just like in Pretty Woman, he bends down elegantly, like Richard Gere, and places light kisses across Dave's stomach, swirling his tongue a little because it tastes funny and he's trying to figure it out. Fuck! Dave's hips buck under his chin, and he laughs, dragging his teeth lightly up the skin towards his ribcage, thumbs tracing lines over bones until he hears a pained stop. He bolts up immediately, regarding Dave's prone figure. He's tense like a live wire. His lips are trembling and his hands are fisted in the bedsheets. All in all, complimentary. John Egbert is having his first makeout and he's awesome at it. Oh, sorry. Moving a bit fast, I guess. Dave swallows thickly, and John traces the trajectory of the gulp with his eyes. It takes him a moment to collect himself, but Dave struggles into a sitting position, John still between his knees, and readjusts his shades. He was definitely the one shaking. You okay, Dave? Fuck, Dave says again. I mean, I guess I'm a really quick learner, but I thought... God, John, would you just... And with a warrior's precision and skill, he sweeps John's legs out from underneath him. sets him off balance. He grabs his wrists as they fall together, hitting the floor with a rancorous thump. He hopes his dad doesn't come to investigate. And all at once, Dave is kissing him hard and fast and not really that pleasantly, but oh, there's some nice friction in the way their hips slide together and their legs lock, John's calf twisted over the concave side of Dave's knee. He gasps at the sudden sensations, head tilted back so Dave can bite his neck, and he's giggling madly as he hooks his knobby pianist fingers into his friend's belt loops. Shit, he thinks he says. This is awesome. But it's over as abruptly as it began. Dave tearing away, shoving John's back into the floor as he flails backward. John, he rasps. John, I can't. I just fucking can't. He sits himself down, like 3 goddamn feet away. Dave, what is it? Come on, I won't bite anymore. Teeth away. John, you're not even fucking taking this seriously. Jesus, just stop. Dave fixes his glasses, fixes his rumpled clothes, and then fiddles with them both. Awkward. Don't. And is Dave's voice shaky? Don't say any more dumb shit things, John. You are such a dumb shit. You are the dumbest motherfucker in the universe. And is Dave speaking with a Texan twang? John asks that aloud. Oh, man. Dave, do you only get southern when you're upset? See, that's exactly what I mean. Oh, sorry? John scratches the back of his head, anxiously, before gathering up the gumption to crawl across the floor and sit with Dave, back to back, so that they don't have to look at each other. Yeah, the kissing was fun, but probably not a great idea, because now things are weird. Hey, so you're still a virgin too, I guess. That's what this means, right? The thing is, I never said I wasn't. No, but you obviously wanted me to think that you weren't. Durr. So manly of you, Dave. I'm really impressed. That's what guys do, Egbert. Never show weakness. Really? John glances back over his shoulder. Dave is sitting cross-legged, staring forlornly at his hands. From this angle, John catches the slightest glimpse of his eyes. Dave, after everything we've been through together, you can show weakness to me, you know. I'm not going to judge you. Hmm, Dave answers. No, I'm serious here. Hmm, Dave says. John pauses a moment, then asks, have you at least been kissed? Heh. Dave sets his hands on his knees and finally relaxes, tentatively resting his back against John. Before it all ended, Terezi kissed me, but it was god-awful, and I don't think she meant it like that. His tone of voice implies that it might not have been that awful. John tries hard not to be too scandalized, because right now he's being a good friend. And Dave obviously needs to talk about his man-grit feelings. So did you like her? What? Dave shakes his head slowly. I was 13, and fucked up on the sweet narcotic known as wibbly-wobbly-timey-wimey bullshit. I have no idea. But it doesn't matter, does it? Yeah, I guess not. So. And here's the harder question. I mean, do you like me? Dave doesn't answer that one at all. He just goes rigid again, which is probably... John can't really decide if it's a good sign or a bad one, but it's a sign. Like a giant neon highway one. Ha 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 ha! Hey, forget I asked that one. Let's just... I don't really want anyone to get close. Dave whispers helplessly. I don't know how. I don't know. Not that I give a shit about anyone besides you and Lalonde and Jade. But sometimes it's too close, you know, dude? John does know. If his entire world was composed of no one but Jade Harley, Rose Lalonde, and Dave Strider, he could probably still be happy. Hell, once upon a time, for a few brief hours, it was. Yeah, Dave, we're always gonna be too close. Sorry, but we were born in ectoplasm together, and I'm your lab daddy. That one actually earns him a stifled snicker. They sit there quietly for nearly half an hour, the reverb of Dave's heart audible through his thoracic vertebrae. Finally, Dave stands up. He goes to the magazines and picks up the German horse porn, and for a single, terrible moment, John is horrified all over again. Geez, if you really need a boner killer that badly, why aren't we still making out? Shit, Egbert, any boner I might have had left over was dead the moment we got our platonic bro-ho-ho reverse hug on, and you unironically confessed to being my daddy. Anyway, you got any lighter fluid around here? John raises an inquisitive eyebrow. Yes? Right. Let's give Stahl Hengst a Viking funeral and remove this skeleton from your closet. We'll play it out like a fucking sweet necromantic xylophone. That's similar enough to piano for you? John didn't miss a beat. Can Adriana Lima come too? Yeah. Later, as the magazine burns, Dave grabs his hand and they watch the embers dance their erratic pattern towards the darkening sky. The end. Reader's notes. I decided not to do the Texan accent when it says there's a Texan accent because my accents are terrible most of the time, and I felt like it would probably detract from the story.